This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we know what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about Hunter Biden's disastrous laptop. How much trouble are we in as a country? And in fact, maybe we'll do most of the show on just that. Either way, we got some spice coming up tonight on I'm Right. Revolution, civil war. Stop. I'm not calling for those things and they're not happening tomorrow. Calm down. I just want to toss that out there right away. Stop. What's the news of the day? Hunter Biden supposedly getting a deal, a sweetheart deal, commits all these crimes, a felony when it comes to that gun and other things, and looks like, according to Hunter Biden's lawyers, that he's cutting a sweetheart deal. Now, I do need to clarify something. This is not official yet. We don't have the official word yet. It's not set in stone. But let's just move forward as if these things are going to happen, because let's be honest, these things are going to happen. This is what happens in a late-stage republic, in a corrupt nation. Remember something. I just want you to remember something. Before we move on and we get to Emma Jo, we get to some other things, there's tons of stuff on the show tonight. I want you to remember, a nation that wants to remain a nation, it reserves the worst possible punishments for people in power, for the elite, for the connected people. Have you ever read stories? I'll give you a little homework assignment, actually. You ever read stories about what the Romans would do to politicians who were caught taking bribes? Why did they do that? Why would you do such horrific things to politicians who were caught taking bribes? Well, because they understood the most horrible punishments must be reserved for people in charge, or else we're not going to last very long. We don't live in a two-tier justice system. I'm sure you've seen that all over the news today, all over the radio, TV. It's two-tier justice. We don't have two tiers of justice. That would be at least kind of okay for a while. It's not okay, but not as bad. We have a justice system for one part of society and no justice system at all for the other part of society. And until that changes, unless that changes, we simply won't be here in 100 years. We will just crumble as a nation. Hunter Biden is a criminal. The Biden family, they're criminals, despite what the media tells you.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
A bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the, you know, lifetime of integrity that that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My favorite part of that is Stelter. It's just so feminine. It's breathtaking. joining me now, let's talk to Emma Jo about this. Emma Jo Morris, outstanding reporter for Breitbart, political editor for Breitbart, also author of The Laptop from Hell Story. She's the one who broke all this stuff in the beginning. All right, Emma Jo, Stelter aside, quit it making me laugh.
God, I miss him. Oh, I miss him.
I do too. All right. Quit. What are these charges? Let's break this down in an actual technical way. What are they? What's going on?
So it's very weird because we hear the news that he's copped to two charges, tax charges and a gun charge. And then, though, we hear from the U.S. attorney, David Weiss's office, in a statement that actually the investigation is ongoing. So I feel like I don't really know what's going on following this. I don't really get it. But apparently the story is that he has pled guilty to these two charges that are really relatively speaking, they're basically parking tickets, right? Because we have this guy nailed on taking money from the CCP in return for favors from the U.S. government. So, I mean, we don't have him nailed on that. I don't want to say that, but they're, you know, congressional investigators are saying that they have a document showing that this guy took $5 million in bribes and his father took another five. So, listen, I don't have any insight into what's going on in the investigation, neither in Congress or at the U.S. Attorney's Office, but judging from the reporting that we've seen on this case and on this guy, it's like, it's very disappointing to see that, you know, on the one hand, you have all of these Democrats, you know, getting away with essentially murder, and selling their positions really, and selling their power, which obviously, you know, goes against the spirit of the Constitution at least, and the spirit of the rule of law at least. But then to add insult to injury, you know, you have the persecutions of all of these conservatives. It's so blatantly obvious. It's so glaring that I feel cliche even saying it.
Okay, Emma Jo, that you brought up the other things that are out there. Obviously, we know many of these things. You do great reporting on it. Is this kind of, assuming this deal does go through, or does it go through, but this one case, this one attorney, this one U.S. attorney, is this it for him, or is he still pending an investigation in other districts? Could it be he gets off easy on this one but gets busted someplace else? Or is this pretty much they've encompassed it all in this one thing and whatever happens here is it?
Well, you have other legal woes for Hunter, but this is the main investigation that kind of everything, the big guy and all that, was rolled up into. Aside from this, you have obviously the congressional investigation, but they don't have the power to press charges against him or anything. They can recommend charges, but the DOJ has already said that there's no there, according to this. So I don't know what that's going to do. It's going to be meaningless, obviously. I mean, it could inform legislation if the Congress has the guts to pass anything. But other than that, there's not going to be any ramification really for Hunter or Joe Biden in that.
Okay, so let's deal with the case that we think we have in front of us right now, this possible plea deal. What do we know about this justice system, this Delaware, this U.S. attorney? Is this some kind of hack commie system? Because everyone woke up and thought the same thing. Oh, this looks like a very corrupt system taking care of the president's son. Is that what we're looking at here?
Again, it's like I'm not there. You know, and I try to keep my opinions to what I know. You know what I mean? I don't want to sit here and like throw bombs at the audience from nothing. Like, that's just not my style, you know? But I mean, apparently, like, according to Bill Barr, this David Weiss, this U.S. attorney who is investigating Hunter, apparently he had that document that the GOP has been crowing about for the last 2 weeks that says that there was a credible source that told the FBI that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden each collected a $5 million bribe from Burisma. Apparently, David Weiss had that document. That's according to Bill Barr, who apparently gave it to him during the Trump administration for this investigation. But then, again, apparently David Weiss says that this isn't over and that the investigation is still ongoing. And then Hunter's lawyers are saying, no, it's not. We're coughing a plea and now it's over. So it's very confusing. I feel like it's premature to kind of decide that we live in a banana republic, but it has that flavor, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. Emma Jo, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Talk to Steve Dace about this and other things coming up. That was a lot to swallow, wasn't it? It's not as easy to swallow as Rough Greens is for your dog to swallow. Look, your dog needs nutrition. Your dog doesn't get nutrition from his dog food. I know you probably buy your dog as good a food as you can afford. We do too. And try to get him the best food. It all sucks. That's why it's brown. Brown things are dead. There's no nutrition in dog food. It's empty calories. It's like giving your dog a double cheeseburger from McDonald's every meal. That's why you get him Rough Greens. You don't have to change his food. He likes his food. Rough Greens is an all natural nutritional supplement you pour on the dog's food. You go to roughgreens.com/Jesse and you get a free jumpstart trial bag. And you get to watch your dog come alive. His coat, doll. Your dog's too lethargic. My dog had digestive issues. You watch your dog stay alive and come alive. Roughgreens.com/Jesse is where you go to make that happen. Or you can call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. Get your free jumpstart bag, all right? Steve Dace joins us next. The French Revolution. It's a period of time people will bring up a lot. It's an incredibly complicated affair, though. Don't believe anybody when they simply tell you, it was the people rising up and they chopped off some heads with the guillotine. There's all kinds of background to it. Steve probably knows it all because Steve knows basically everything. But you should know this, at least know this about something like a French Revolution. It was a horrific affair, an ugly affair. It was an affair that came about because the elites of society just simply assumed that their separation from the peasants would go on without end. And that turned out to not be the case at all. Joining me now, my buddy, he's just one of my favorites, Steve Dace. He obviously is a host of the great Steve Dace Show, which you can find on The Blaze. He made that movie you should have seen by now, Nefarious, even though I'm still creeped out about it, and I'm mad at Steve about that. Steve, okay, I'm not naive. I don't think we're going to have a French Revolution or something like that in America tomorrow. But I do believe if this continues without end, 50 years from now, 60 years from now, who knows, at some point in time, it will get ugly if this continues where the elites have no system of justice and only the peasants do.
Just look at the events this morning, Jesse. By 10 a.m. Eastern this morning, the system had announced that Donald Trump is going to go on trial for his life in Miami with 8 weeks' notice. Now, you and I know they're going to continue that and delay that, but that's not the point. They haven't yet at the time you and I are discussing this. As of right now, Donald Trump is scheduled to go on trial for essentially the rest of his natural life on August the 18th. 10 minutes, maybe not even 10 minutes after they announced this, Jesse, the feds decided to drop on us the Hunter Biden plea deal, where he could actually, according to Sean Davis at the Federalist study this, Sean's a lawyer, he could actually still go and buy a gun, even though one of the things he pled guilty to is a gun charge. You can't even make this up, okay? And of course, in my opinion, and I have been warning about this entire calendar year, the holy grail here for the other side is to charge Trump with some form of sedition for January 6th. And now that the feds have dealt with the Hunter Biden question in their minds, they've answered that objection, they've checked that box, they've got full political moorings now, it's open sea, open water, to charge Trump in Washington, D.C. in front of that gulag that they call a jury pool there, where hundreds of his nonviolent supporters have been indefinitely detained for going on 2.5 years. And that will now make him have to defend himself against not one, but two Department of Justice criminalities that would essentially make it impossible for him to ever become president, let alone potentially live out any form of his life, remainder of his life as a free man. And our response is killer memes. And The reality to this, we got to have more of a response than the reason why the French Revolution appeared to work for a while is because the elites were largely godless, didn't really have a higher ethic other than themselves. But in this case, Jesse, our elites are not godless. They just have a different God. This is demonic. The level of conviction here, the level of scheming and plotting here, this is a rival religion. And the idea of vote populi has no chance up against that. That's why I've been in favor of refighting the American Revolution. You know, our rights come from God. The king is not God when he claims that he is. He doesn't have a divine right to rule over me. Governments are every bit as accountable to God as the people are. That's why we have government by the consent of the governed. But we are trying to find, we're trying to fight crazy with crazy. We're trying to fight secularism with its own, with our own secular messiahs against people who actually wrote the playbook on this. And I just don't think the current path we're on has much chance to succeed. That's why I'm very frustrated and persistent in trying to get this point across to my audience.
Steve, what should we be doing? What should be happening right now to stop what you very clearly see coming, what I see coming, what everyone watching you and I, everyone who watches your show every day, they see this coming and they're frustrated because we seem to get it and they do not. What, in your words, should we be doing to stop something horrible? Because I don't want any of this stuff to come about. This is all awful.
I agree, it's awful. I mean, dude, I am counting down the days until I get to sit in my man cave and watch Michigan football. Okay, do I look like somebody that's ready to go fight a civil war and is anxious to do it? No, I am not. And I'm even less anxious to make my son, who actually is pretty cut and pretty fit and plays football at his school, I'm even less anxious to sentence him to it. But here's the reality of history. Elections and everything we do right now are only about power. The acquisition of power and the wielding of it. It's not about sentiment. It's not about loyalty. It's not about that's my guy. It's not about talking points. None of that. We're up against real power. We have to achieve the acquisition of power and wield it. There are only two ways to do this. Now we can do it peaceably with the system that our founders gave us, which is still very broken, but it is also still there in the best system in the world. Or we can continue to try to fight real evil with killer memes and blogs and grift talking points. And to that end, we'll make some people really stinking rich in the interim, but our kids will be left to have to fight this the way you and I are trying to avoid. And so we need to understand this is about the acquisition of power. Do you know as much about your state legislator as you do your favorite pet presidential candidate? Have you been to a school board meeting? Ever considered running? Are you willing, do you demand Republicans do something other than just be better than Democrats? Do you want them to actually wield power? But if you don't, the power will be wielded against you. And then on a very practical level, where Trump, so I think we need a massive paradigm shift is what I'm trying to say. But on a practical level where this example is, Jesse, I'm going to say something that I don't think is going to be popular, but I think people need to hear it. I think we need to know for sure that Donald Trump will not cut a plea deal to avoid prison shortly before the next election. Because if you run out the timetables, Jesse, of all these legalities, it is likely that they would try to bring this to a head after he's already won the nomination, obviously, to jack the general election result. Are we sure? I love the fact he's the best pro-life president we've ever had. I think at worst, he's the second best foreign policy president we've had since Reagan. That being said, Jesse, he's had multiple wives, multiple bankruptcies. And during COVID, when Fauci and Birx convinced him he was going to kill 2 million people if he didn't shut the country down, he handed them his presidency and never got it back. I think we need something. We need to have a conversation with this gentleman and ask him, are you in this all the way? Or are you going to cut a plea deal sometime in next September or October to stay out of prison that requires you to leave the race? And we're left scrambling to come up with somebody, either your running mate or somebody else that people can galvanize behind with almost no time at all. Because if you don't think the forces we're up against will do things like this, then you weren't listening a moment ago when I told you they made Hunter Biden plead guilty to a gun charge that will still allow him to buy guns while they try to take away yours. Hell yeah, they'll do stuff like this. And so we need to know what's the true level, the lay of the land and the level of commitment that the people we're entrusting our hopes to, Jesse.
Steve, okay, so we're obviously not going to get that from him. That's just not something he's going to talk about. Shoot, nobody will probably ever even ask him the question in a way that he would answer. So what should we be preparing ourselves for mentally? And I say this as the 2024 election is coming. It looks like Donald Trump is currently the leader, at least according to the polls I see. It looks like the leading guy who's going to be the nominee is very likely, or at least possibly, going to be in prison. So 2024 is done? Is that what I take from this?
I think you have two options. One option is, and if it wasn't, frankly, for Ron DeSantis and his possibilities and what we've seen in Florida, you'd only have one option, and it's the first one I'm going to list. Does Donald Trump have a plan for how to message his candidacy right now? A poll of independents just came out 10 minutes ago. Him and Biden are combined at a net minus 71 with independents, largest voting bloc in the country. Net minus 71 combined favorable. All right, we have lost independents the last three elections in a row. So does Trump and his team have a plan to sympathetically market him to independents in order as a felon, as someone who's under house arrest? Do they have a campaign plan for this? Here's the thing, guys. If we don't have a plan and he doesn't, they're going to choose Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas as successors. And that's the least of the terrible stuff they're going to do. They're going to go from castrating the kids to euthanizing them. We're going to go from guidance counselors saying, you know what, have you considered that maybe you're just not really a boy or a girl, to have you considered that maybe life is too tough for you and we can euthanize you and put you to sleep? This isn't going to stop itself. We're going to have to stop it. And so we need to find out, does he have a plan to be the champion all the way to the end? A plan how to message being under house arrest, to being a convicted felon, to being under multiple indictments, et cetera. If not, then I think you probably need to go to the guy in Florida and look at him and say, do you have a plan? Are you more than a resume? Are you ready for what they will throw at you if we make you his replacement? They're going to come after you. And maybe you're more stable as a person, but that probably actually might make you even more of a target, because you can actually execute an agenda. So what's your plan? These are the adult questions we have to ask.
Maybe you're right. Gosh. Steve Dace, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
You bet. Thank you.
That was sobering, was it? But true. Where's he wrong? Sobering and true. Dang. It's going to be wild. We have a wild year coming up. You ready? May you live in interesting times. Now, speaking of interesting times, China just embarrassed us yesterday. And I don't think people in the West, who haven't done much reading in China, about Eastern forms of thought, I don't think they understand exactly how bad we got our lunch eaten yesterday. Talk about that in just a moment. Before we get to that, we do live in interesting times. Tough times. It'll keep getting tougher. We can't afford to be weak. But weakness is not just a mental thing. It's a chemical thing. It's in your body. Testosterone levels in men are free-falling. There are many people out there who believe this is being done intentionally. There are estrogens in the waters and the plastics. We drink them. Testosterone levels dropping, being cut in half in 50 years is a societal collapse problem. Chalk is trying to save that, trying to change that. Would you like to feel better? Would you like to have more energy, more focus? You know, you can take a male vitality stack from Chalk, all natural herbal supplements, by the way, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Did you know that? All you have to do is go to chalk.com, use the promo code Jesse, and you get 35% off subscriptions. How's that sound? Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Go see a difference. We have to be strong if we're going to save this place. We'll be back. You know I love history, right? I love history. I love history because it's a study of action and drama and people and good and bad and all these kinds of things. So I love history. And one of the things I love to study are historical empires, powerful nations. I love to study their rise, their peak, what was it like, their fall, how they did things, how they organized things. I just think it's fascinating. Maybe it's just because I'm a huge nerd, but I find it fascinating. I can't help it. And one of the things everybody studies, everyone who loves history studies the Roman Empire at one point or another in time. Everybody simply does. And when you study the Roman Empire, they will inevitably people will start talking about the fall of Rome and what that means. When even was the fall of Rome? People argue about when it was. Was it when Rome split and half kind of became what we know as the Byzantines? But so they'll argue about that. And people will argue, especially these historical types, they'll argue till they're blue in the face, what was the beginning of the fall of Rome? Or how did we know that Rome was beginning to fall? What was it? And there's a story that I've always loved this one. I'm not saying I'm right, but I've always thought to myself, yeah, that's probably when we should have known, or they should have known, I wasn't alive, that Rome was on its way out. Germany, Germania, Germanic tribes, they ambushed Roman legions and slaughtered them. Absolutely slaughtered them. Maybe you've heard of the story, the Battle of a Teutoburg Forest. It's a fascinating, horrible story. But what you need to know is the Roman troops were betrayed by somebody who was close to them, and the Germanic tribes came down on them and they slaughtered them. And after they slaughtered them there, the Romans never really went back to that area ever again. Why do people say that was the beginning of the end? Because Rome historically, if it had been embarrassed publicly, internationally embarrassed like that at any other point in history, they would have mobilized every man who could swing a sword, and they would have gone and killed every Germanic tribe just to save face, just so the world knew you don't get to do that to Rome. But Rome was at a point at that point in time where they said, hey, we're good. They got us. I think about this Anthony Blinken trip in China. And obviously it didn't begin with his trip to China. It began with how the Chinese, as soon as Anthony Blinken became Secretary of State, how the Chinese immediately disrespected him to his face.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
What? Dad, you don't get to talk to us from a position of strength? I'm sorry, what? This is how other nations now feel about the United States of America, the world's juggernaut for the last 100 years. But it actually gets so much worse than that. And again, this is not about Anthony Blinken, or even, it's not even really about China. This is about what the world thinks of us. Is the world still afraid of us? You see, Taiwan is a nation. It's its own independent nation. It's not part of China. It's its own place. Anthony Blinken, fresh off a meeting with the Chinese, stepped up to the podium and had this to say.
On Taiwan, I reiterated the long-standing U.S. one-China policy. We do not support Taiwan independence. We remain opposed to any unilateral changes to the status quo by either side.
We don't support independence? What? Now, that's quite a departure from Joe Biden when he had an off-the-cuff moment. You remember recently when he said, we'll step in and defend them.
But would U.S. forces defend the island?
Yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack.
To be clear, sir, U.S. forces, U.S. men and women, would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion.
Yes.
Apparently, Joe got a little talking to. That went out the window, and Secretary of State Blinken flew over to China, hat in hand, and said, hey, guys, we're sorry. Please don't be mad at us. We're not in a position of strength. Again, this is a small trip. I'm not going to make too much of one trip, but these little signs are so indicative of where we are, and gosh, that's sad, isn't it? Speaking of China, on top of the farmland they've been buying up in America, on top of buying or flying military balloons, spy balloons over our military bases to spy on us, did you know the Chinese are buying up a gigantic portion of land in Michigan? Did you know that? The Michiganders are furious about it. We're going to talk to Kyle Olson about it, and we'll talk to him about it next. Now, before we get to Kyle, let's get to this. Let's get to what I woke up to once again today. I woke up to this blinking red light on my little weather app. Opened it up, looked at the weather. What's it going to be today? And you know what that thing said? That thing said, air quality alert. Air quality alert. It's every day now. With the allergies and the smog, and it's every day now. And all my friends, everyone I know, rubbing their eyes. Oh, it itches, sniffling. But not my family. Not my staff. Here in the studio, we have Eden Pure Thunderstorms. We have several here. At my home, we have Eden Pure Thunderstorms, the greatest air purifier ever. Just this little black box that goes right in the outlet in the wall. It cleans your air constantly. I don't have allergies anymore. It's killing viruses. It's killing mold in the air. It's the greatest thing I've ever bought. I think we've had it for almost 2 years now. I've never looked back. I love them. You can have a three-pack yourself, $200 off. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse, to get that three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
It makes me sick that every time you stand up, you pledge allegiance to our beautiful flag. Your allegiance is to China. Everybody knows it. The only joy I have tonight is knowing that you guys are going to be our recall because you're dishonest and you're corrupt. So enjoy your time here because this is short. Your corruption stinks.
That's spicy. I love it how people are showing up and letting their voices be heard. Now, who is this guy, though? What's he mad about? Joining me now, Kyle Olson, founder of the Midwesterner. Kyle, I love that. That kind of thing makes me stand up and cheer. But what's got that guy so salty?
Well, what's happening is Gretchen Whitmer and the state of Michigan have promised $715 million in cash and tax incentives to this CCP directly linked battery plant to come into rural Michigan. And what's been happening is these residents are saying, we don't want this in our township of roughly 1,500 people. And yet it's the township leadership, the supervisor, the board, the state of Michigan, various economic development groups are saying, no, we don't care about what you local Rube residents want. We're going to do this anyway. And so what we're seeing is at these township meetings, people are coming out during the public comment period, and they're getting angrier and angrier because the leadership will not listen.
Okay, now, I hate to even ask this question because I'm worried about the answer, but is there a chance there can be so much anger, such a groundswell of support against this? That's probably not the way to word that, but is there a chance these citizens can stop this, or have they just been sold down the river, as you just alluded to, by all the people in power, and they're screwed?
Well, what they're doing is there's a couple sort of technical things that they can do. They can pursue a referendum, which would undo some of what the board has done. They're also pursuing a recall. They actually want to recall the entire board, the township supervisor and the treasurer and the clerk and the entire board. And so there then would, if they get new leadership, then there's some things that they could undo. And so they're optimistic that they can stop this and they can undo it. And it appears that they can.
Okay, the right, the national GOP, such as it is, or any national right-wing organization of any kind, is there anybody getting behind this effort? Is there PAC money? Is there some grounds? Are these people getting help is what I want to know.
Yeah, I think they are getting help. And again, it's a township of 1,500 people, and there is a group of 50 to 75 people that are highly motivated, highly engaged. They're the ones out going door to door. So, I mean, it's literally farm to farm in some situations, collecting signatures, raising money, holding rallies, raising awareness, and they are going to stop this. And so, and what is so interesting, and I know that you talk a lot about communism and the impact of communism, and what people don't realize is that by bringing a CCP-linked company, direct link, into rural Michigan and selling them one square mile in the state of Michigan which is in the middle of America, which is in the middle of North America. Just think what the CCP could do to America by having one square mile that is not observed by any sort of police or anything. Think what they could do to our country. And it's unfortunate that Gretchen Whitmer and these township leaders and economic leaders are just so hell-bent on forcing this to happen.
Is this just about money, Kyle? And you're, I guess you have to go with your opinion on this one, because no one's going to see documentation, at least not for quite some time. Do you think this is just simply about people getting paid?
I think it's about that. I think it also is about Gretchen Whitmer, and she has been caught off guard by having some of the big auto plants or auto companies leaving the state. And she has basically said, I want wins. I don't care what I have to compromise to get them. I don't have to care how much I have to spend in taxpayer money to get them. And so she doesn't, it doesn't seem to me, in a lot of the criticism and the interviews that she's done and those sorts of things, it doesn't seem to me like she is fazed at all about what the CCP could do to national security by having a foothold in the middle of the state of Michigan. She just wants, she wants press releases and she wants talking points so she can potentially run for president.
Potentially run for president. Now, I had heard rumors before. I just assumed it was either going to be Joe Mumbles or they were going to push Joe out the door. That's my theory, and it was going to be Gavin Newsom. You think Gretchen Whitmer has her eyes on 2024?
There's no doubt about that. And what you see, if you sort of read the tea leaves between Whitmer and Newsom, they very much are competing to be able to replace Joe Biden. I mean, just last week, there was a Vanity Fair wrote this just slobbering profile of Gretchen Whitmer about why she would make a great president. And so they clearly are positioning her to be able to run. And so I don't think there's any doubt she is waiting for Joe Biden to be, you know, wheeled off the stage or be, you know, not able to run for president so then she can step right in. Because don't forget, when they were looking at, when he was looking at who his running mate would be, he wanted Gretchen Whitmer, believe it or not. And she flew out to Delaware twice to meet with him. And then he came out and said he was going to pick a black woman, which then, of course, you know, made Gretchen Whitmer ineligible. And so then he went with Kamala. But she has got her sights on national office. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, boy. All right, we don't have time to deal with this anymore. I want to talk about these farm workers, these illegal farm workers in Michigan, and why this matters nationally. What's going on?
So basically, this is where I think the left and the right do elections differently. A lot of what people on the right, they say we have to do TV ads and we have to do messaging. Where people on the left, the organizations on the left, they say we have to do community organizing, which I think a lot of people on the right have sort of snickered at, and we have to do ballot chasing. And so what the left has done is they have put tens and hundreds of millions of dollars into lots of different organizations across the states, the battleground states, and across the country to try to win these elections. And so there's an election, or there's an organization called We the People Action and We the People Michigan. And they had about $10 million to play with, and they were organizing the families of illegal aliens, and the organization was advocating for illegal aliens to get driver's licenses in the state of Michigan. And they worked to flip the state house. They bragged about this on various websites. Flipped the state house so then their members that they are advocating for then can then get driver's licenses in the state of Michigan. And these are the sorts of things that don't get attention. And of course, I think a lot of people on the right, when you hear we the people, we think a constitutional group. But this is a group that wants to fundamentally change the way that America and Michigan operates. And they get very little scrutiny, and they're doing it under the radar because so much of the money is not reported. And it's hard to tell what they're really doing unless they brag about it.
So we think there's a chance, I don't want to say there is, but we think there's a chance illegal immigrants are voting in the state of Michigan and flip the state house and may, honestly, may win the national election for Democrats?
I'm not saying that illegal aliens voted. I don't have any evidence of that. But what I'm saying is that they are organizing and they are being used as get-out-the-vote troops, if you will, to get people out to vote, to organize, to identify people who can vote and are getting them to vote. That is happening. Oh, and it's happening not just in Michigan, but it's happening across the country. And so the right has got to wake up to the reality of what is happening in elections, and they've got to change their ways. Otherwise, they're just going to continue to lose elections.
Back on they are. Kyle, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Scary stuff, isn't it? You know what we need to do? We need to lighten the mood. That's what we need to do. We're going to do that next. But before we lighten the mood, my knee hurts when I walk more than 2 miles. There, I said it, okay? I'm sure it's a Marine Corps thing. I'm sure I don't have any cartilage left in my knee, but I have about 2 miles. Whether it's really wild how it's a distance thing, too. It doesn't matter whether I'm jogging or whether I'm walking, and it's almost exactly 2 miles. When I hit the 2 mile marker, I can just feel it start to seize up and it hurts. If I didn't have revolutionary relief, I don't know where I'd be. Look, it's not ibuprofen. We have got to stop as we get older, when our knees hurt, when our neck hurts, when we have these internal aches and pains, we have got to stop reaching for pills that wreck our liver. Revolutionary Relief is right there. They have the topical, just rubs right on. Oh, man, just instant relief for your knees, your gel caps for your inside. They offer it free for a month. That's how incredible this stuff is. You want to talk about confidence in your product. Free for a month. All you have to do is go to revrelief.com/free. Go try it. Put down the ibuprofen bottles. Quit complaining about this ache and pain and get some relief. revrelief.com/free, all right? We'll be back. All right, it is time to lighten the mood. You remember that video? The video was from, gosh, I think it was 2012, where the lady says, well, here she was.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out, I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
One of the great internet videos of all time. Well, God love the people on the internet. Somebody did a Joe Biden. You know what? Here it is.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes and nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm sorry. I'll see you tomorrow.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.